Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and we are going to be joined tonight live from Portugal from Michelle Costa. And Panther Paul's helping probably Michelle on Skype. Actually, he is dialed in case I need him in a second. But we're going to kick off some music. I'm going to do a little music right now, and we'll be coming back in a second. And just hold back.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a basement affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad Reality Show.
That's right. The Rad Reality Show live tonight. Coming soon, Michelle Costa live from Portugal. Tonight we got Greg and Christina is going to join me while we wait for everything to go. Paul, you guys are asking where Paul is. Paul is on Skype with Michelle, and trying to help him get her in. I'm gonna unmute him right now. Just give me a second. Hey, Paul, you there?
I am, and I indeed am talking with Michelle. I've put my phone on speaker, so she has been listening to you, and I'll get to the chat room in a while.
Okay, so if you can mute your phone in case you need to talk to her to help her, but in case you need me for a quick thing, I want to keep the line open with you. So mute your phone and don't forget that you've muted it.
Okay, wait a minute, Michelle. Hey, Ron, what I need from you is let me know when you're ready for her to press the click to talk button. She's ready now.
We're ready now.
Okay, hold on, Ron.
Okay, like you said, tonight we're live from another country, half of us. So
one of us.
So this, one of us. No, really, I am. I can see the sea right now. Okay, never mind. I don't even know where Portugal is. Where is it?
Portugal is in South America.
Is it in South America?
I thought so.
It is.
Oh, see, I was thinking Europe.
Yeah, and it's Portugal.
It's Portugal. But why did I think it was in Europe? Isn't it over
Okay, Ron, she's getting ready to call you.
I'm waiting. We're right now just trying to figure out where the hell she is.
She's in Porta.
Yeah,
I will.
Is that South America?
No, I will find the screen cap I took, and I'll try to get it to you. I'll be off for a second posting it.
Okay. I still haven't seen her up here yet.
It might come over, remember, as an unlisted number.
Mommy! I was right. It is over by Spain. Okay, I want to wait to do some advertisements towards the end of the show because we don't have that many people yet. And we have some major announcements to talk about, or not announcements, or things we need to talk about, stuff that's going to happen. What a month is coming up. September's going to be huge. You know, and then right at the beginning of October is going to be huge. You know, we're talking two big events. We're talking a class reunion. You guys are going to be part of a class reunion. 20 years ago, I got out of college. I mean, out of high school. I never got out of college, but 20 years ago, high school, and I'll be doing a live show from my hometown, maybe one or two of them. And that's going to be fun, I think. Christina.
Yes.
So, how was your day today?
It was good. Watched not much of the feeds because, you know, they're pretty boring at this point. No one's really talking, and they randomly talk game, but, you know, so you find other things to do around your house till you hear something exciting happening.
I do have to say this. Last night's feeds were hilarious, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, every time they played the music and they had to get up and dance, all I can say is Brittany knows how to move it. And Hayden, please learn some dance moves for Vegas. And I do have one other thing. Reagan and those guys, they were pretty good dancers. Oh, there are some good... there are some good dancers.
Cool.
Did you see them dancing ever?
I saw them once or twice, and then, like you said, some reason After Dark comes on, and if nothing major is happening, I tend to pass out. So I probably missed the last bit of dancing, unfortunately. I only saw it like once or twice to even realize what was going on, and then I didn't get to see the rest.
I'm hoping there's somebody... I hope they put a good
amount for the show.
Like different like dance moves, like call it like dance party. I think it'd be cool to have like in that little segue. Anyways, I thought it was a good twist. I thought it was a good. I'm still laughing at the punishments. The punishments weren't bad for us.
I've been enjoying watching Reagan eat with a, what do you call that? I drew a blank. The big spoon he was eating with. I think Brittany was eating with a measuring cup. He was eating with a ladle. Reagan was eating with a ladle today. I'm like, that's just odd. You know, they're just, because half of them are used to eating cereal in the morning. You know,
right.
So without a spoon, it's like, what do you do? But, you know, it's so funny. I think about all the funny things that happened. Like, I only saw part of the sock puppets from the night before. I only saw a little bit of the dancing. It's because from the time of 8 to whatever, I'm putting my children to bed. So usually that's when the stuff starts, is right before that. And then After Dark comes on and, you know, I've passed out. So there's certain things that I've missed. But, I'm over it. It's okay.
And you guys wonder where Michelle is.
She's in
Paul's
the chat.
Still on the phone. Paul's still trying to work on getting her over here. I don't know what's taking them so long. All it is a click button. Oh, maybe she has to sign in. No way.
Yeah, she is currently in the chat room.
She just said in Skype she's got to sign in. Give her a few minutes.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. I just thought of that. That I didn't think about her getting the name over here. But you know what? I'm thinking she could have did it without it. But it would have been ominous. I was going to tell you. Oh, man. She is in the chat room. Michelle CBB10 is her. Man, there was some other stuff I was going to talk about, and I totally don't. Like, let me do this real quick while we wait for Michelle. Zach. Zach is going to be coordinating the Fantasy Football League. If you want to play Fantasy Football League, get a hold of Zach. We have room for 8 more people. I'm the main guy, but if you need to talk to me too, you know, talk to one of us. If you'd like to draft, we're drafting, I think, not this coming Friday, but the next Friday. If you can't be there, you don't have to be there. But it's fun, going to be fun to draft all as a bunch of us. And then also, he could tell you the league number and name, or I could password too, or look for it on Twitter or my Facebook. But if you can get a hold of Zach easier sometimes than me and everything. Hey, Zach, do me a favor real quick. You there?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
Tell your Twitter, for they can add you to Twitter. Tell them your Twitter name.
My Twitter name is White Tiger, WHITETIGER, AK, like Alaska. White Tiger, AK.
Yeah. Right now, you don't care if people add you, though, right? You're not one of these people that. Why is I'm hoping he will tweet more about the show, more ideas that is going to happen. As he is my producer and he does, I want him to get more involved in running some of this kind of little stuff for me. And
I'll tell you what, I'm a Twitter friend for, so the more people that want to add me, go ahead and tell all your friends to add me too.
Yeah, I mean, and also the thing is, we need to also remember we will be doing like the pick'ems. You know, so be picking. So put that in the chat room now that you're in there too. This is taking longer than I thought it would.
Hey Ron.
Hey.
Okay. It says she did click on the click to talk, and a window popped open said that she would not hear the audio from the broadcast until you pick her up, and she's wondering if he doesn't. If you don't see her in queue yet.
No, she's going to have to probably let you go. Tell her to let you go and to.
Well, we're just instant messaging. We're not talking to each other.
Yeah. Tell her just, I haven't seen her in queue yet, but that I will pick her up right away once I see her.
Okay.
So, and actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little clip together. Or Christina, can you get anything over there in your head?
I can do
some things real quick.
About Big Brother, I could talk about that. We could say that I was been watching earlier, and it looks like, in case anybody doesn't know, the POV happened. Enzo obviously used it on himself, and Hayden's been put up. So it's Hayden and Reagan on the block, I think with the idea of Reagan going home. So that should be an interesting Thursday's show. And it's truly hearing that Lane does not want to take Lane and Hayden do not want Brittany with them in the final three. But I have a feeling if she gets HOH and if she doesn't gets a POV, then they have no choice but to take her to the POV. I think they have something all laid out in front of them, but I think they underestimate her just a tad bit. I think it should make for – I can't wait to see Wednesday's show with all the punishments and their gripes and complaints, and I want to see the POV contest that Enzo, who doesn't win anything – what he wins. And serious people, that man has just lost it, I think. You know.
Yeah, I've kind of been holding off talking about Enzo until we get Michelle up here on the phone line. I want to hear her opinion of the guy now. But I'm kind of holding off talking about him for that reason. There is so much we need to talk about Big Brother-wise. So.
Okay, Ron, she ended the call and clicked again. Do you see her in your switchboard yet?
No, maybe. She's going to have to tell her.
You might see her listening as an unknown call, maybe?
I have nobody. It's just the three of us. the three of you guys.
Not even number one or whatever?
No, nothing. She needs to complete it. She's not completing the call. And
okay,
she,
I'm going to try. I'm going to get on your website and try doing it myself.
Because that's where the problem is. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'm
like, okay.
Guys,
maybe we should talk about the raffle.
I want to wait on that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw a song up. I think it's best for, in case I need to do it. And I need to type real quick. I want to throw a song for, I want to save some of this conversation for when Michelle gets here. So here, let's play this real quick. I'll be right back.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Just hear it send below. Sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Can you explain it to her now that you've got it correctly?
Can you hear me okay, Ryan?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's messing up with the Skype thing.
I got it. Ryan, I just wanted to make sure we got through. I'm going to hang up and tell her how to do it.
Okay. Okay, guys. And there is a reason I played Let Us Know, Let Us Know, Let Us Know. And the reason why is because, as we have Panther in the chat room, Christmas is coming right around the corner, right, Christina and Zach?
Yes, it is.
As far
around
as I
the corner, I hope not too fast, though.
I hope it comes.
You know what you know what happens in Christmas? It's Toys for Tots. And Toys for Tots is going to be December, the first week of December. So don't forget to get ready for Toys for Tots up in New Hampshire. And Michelle Costa is one of the big things. Yes, just do it, Michelle. Stop it.
No,
you will hear it when I pick you up. It was...
You guys are amusing. It's technology. It, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. What could you do?
So just do it. Don't wait for you're gonna miss like 2 seconds of
no,
she can't hear me. She,
Or I think it'd be great if Panther could call in and tell us a little bit about the event and anyone that's interested in going, like what they can expect.
I think they're waiting to call. I think Panther will call in probably when Michelle gets up here. I saw Let Us Know, and I just thought it would be a good time to plug it. It is the 3rd through the 6th, as she's saying in the chat room. And the thing is, I know Annie and Andrew and Kristen is already confirmed to be there. So, along with, I know Cowboy and Ronnie and Michelle. So, I mean, 6 people have already confirmed. And I think it's going to be one of the bigger ones up in the East Coast. So, like I said, there's lots of good stuff happening.
Different reality things happening. The thing in Virginia.
Yeah,
which...
I mean, and I've been in contact with Jillian from Survivor, and we'll be having her coming on the show in the next few months, probably within the next month or so, to start plugging her event coming up in April. Did you, Zach?
The event actually happens in April, but if anyone has seen it, you'd see this, like, it's a race-type thing, teaming up fans with celebrities. And you get priority in who your celebrity is by the more money you raise. So actually sign up for that start next month, right around the time we go to Vegas. And then it gives you like 5 or 6 months, however long, to raise as much money as you can to try to get the celebrity of your choice.
Paul, if you can hear me, just tell her that once I will pick her up, she will hear me, but she needs to complete the process, you know, before I can see her up on the switchboard. So she's going to lose audio.
Actually, I typed her some instructions, and I hopefully she's processing them. When you first click on it, a warning window opens up, and it says you're about to be disconnected from the website audio so you don't get, you know, feedback. You click on that, then a little tiny window opens up in the upper left-hand corner that has another click on the Skype button. And as soon as you click that, a new window opens saying, allow this application to run.
Right.
But I heard audio from you before you even picked me up, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, here. Wait. Okay. Jerry, I'll talk to you in a second. We have person... live from Portugal. How do you say the freaking word?
Portugal.
I think Portugal. Portugal. I don't know where it is. I think it's next to Spain, but somebody thought it was South America, and I think they're wrong. Michelle Costa.
What's going on? Can you guys hear me out there or what?
Yay!
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Actually, it's much better.
Really?
Than your phone. Yeah.
You're going to start with me already? I'm on the phone for 1 second. You're already starting with me.
No, I'm serious. Even when I called in, I think it sounded better. If I had a good mic, I would do it too.
Oh, wait. Ron, I have a problem. I'm hearing myself like 2 seconds later.
That's me.
Turn
sorry.
Your speaker in your...
Okay.
You're
no, that was me. I have my phone on speaker, and she was picking it up through the mic, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so you have it off speaker? No, I can still hear myself.
Well,
you might have to
just
listen to yourself for a while.
Yeah,
but I don't have a problem with that, but can you guys hear it?
No.
No, we can't hear it.
Oh, I don't hear it.
I
don't hear it,
everybody.
I'm going to tell you, sometimes the Skype connections are quite odd. Sometimes you get reverb. Sometimes people get that, you know, they cut in and out. Sometimes you get loud and clear. Sometimes you hear yourself talk. So I think it's, you know, I think it's a Skype thing.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad to be on. How's everyone doing?
Good. How are you? How is Portugal?
Portugal. Ron, can you say Portugal with me? Let's say it together. Portugal.
Portugal.
Portugal didn't go anywhere, but Portugal has a gal.
Yeah.
Remember it.
I've been having such a great time over here in the island. The second day I was here.
Oh.
She just cut one.
She broke up, but she was saying the second day she was there, a hurricane hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, bueno.
See, it's a lot of, it's too much talking. I can't understand who's talking right now, who's talking a few minutes before.
Okay. Hey, are you able to catch up with Big Brother?
Actually, I have. The only thing I didn't get to see, I didn't get to see Sunday's show, but I have seen all the other shows, and I'm very excited that Matt's out of there. Peace, Matt. But not happy that Brendan went. So it's one of those things.
Are you? So did you hear what? What has been? Where do we want to start with? I'm trying to figure out how to run this. Do you want to? I mean, I want you to talk about being over there first. Let's start with that. So,
okay.
So you said a hurricane already hit over there?
Yes, the second day in.
I mean,
well, the houses are different over here. They're all like cement, and they all have storm windows, and they have these storm doors that close. So it was just a lot of noise and a lot of wind, and it was windy for a few days, and it's been raining every day since I've gotten here. So that stinks, but it's one of those kind of like tropical rains where it rains for like 5-10 minutes and it'll be fine. Then it'll rain again, you know? So, but it's awesome here. My grandparents are doing really good, even though they're somewhat sick. They can barely walk. And I think my grandma has the early stages of Alzheimer's, which is so sad, but you know, what are you going to do? I'm just so happy to be here with them.
So you've had, you know, a good visit with your, I know that's the reason you went over there, was to meet up with your grandparents and everything. So that's been a blessing time then.
Yeah, because I see them every day because they have two houses. So I stay at one of the houses and they live right in front of the ocean, which I have so many pictures. I can't wait to post when I get back. I tried already posting them, but I can't. So, the pictures are amazing. I mean, just, it's like an absolute, like, it looks like a postcard. It's beautiful. And there's an island across from where we are, and it's called Piku, which means peak. It's a gigantic volcano, because all the islands of my mom's are volcanic. And I don't know if you guys ever watched that thing on TV where they say if this particular volcano explodes and falls into the ocean, that it's going to destroy all the East Coast. Well, guess what? It is the island that's right in front of my grandma's. So I stare at it every day like, oh, boy, I hope it doesn't blow up today.
How's Mama Costa doing?
Mama Casa's doing good. She's over here sitting right next to me. Hold on. You want to say hi, Mama Casa? Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mama Casa.
Everybody says hi, Mom. Yeah, we're having a blast.
Everyone, just
and stuff.
Ron.
Oh,
just
well,
Ron,
Mom, Ron said hi.
But I have to do something real quick, too, for you. And
what?
And Christina's on the phone. Like, Christina is on the phone, Mike, because I know she was
What up, Tina? What up?
Yeah, Tina. I wanted to say thank you. And purple.
What'd you say?
He said
purple.
And I said purple.
Well, I mean, you have to do like a. You have to like just have a different look every day. Why not?
Purple.
Listen, you have to pop the collar. You need to pop the collar on that one.
Okay, because. For you guys don't know, Michelle actually sent me a couple of shirts. Christina has helped, asked some people to help me and coordinate my. They don't think I can dress good.
Hey, Ron, just let you know that purple is a very popular color, okay? My mom is wearing purple right now, and my friend is wearing purple. Yes. I didn't give you fluorescent pink over there, and you're lucky I didn't, okay? Because I was almost going to get you something fluorescent pink.
I'm just playing around with you. I like purple. I was just joking. I was like, what do I wear with purple? I mean, what
black
kind of pants do I wear?
Blue. Jeans.
Black.
Hey, Ron, purple brings out your eye color.
So that's cool. I loved it, actually. So I want to say thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry because I didn't even remember what it was that you were thanking me for yesterday. And I get off the phone and because I was on Skype with Paul, and I get off of it and I go, oh, now I get what the heck you was thanking me for. I was like, you know, I've been drinking a little vignette over here, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, Michelle,
yeah,
here.
Go ahead, Christina.
I was going to tell her. He knows this already, but the one I got, which I still need to mail, life has been busy. I haven't got to the post office. He knows what I got him. It is
nice.
Bright orange and has beer bottles all over it.
See that?
I thought
it's going to be all
perfect.
Fancied up.
It's perfect for Vegas.
Yes,
yeah,
I cannot wait.
I am too.
Is everybody out there ready for Vegas? I see all the chat room, and I know everybody's excited for Vegas. And guess what? Everybody gets to see me in my unitard. So, woo-hoo.
And they get to see me in a unitard, it sounds like, too.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be your unitard, too, aren't you?
Brown unitard,
yeah.
Fig leaf.
Oh, don't forget. I won't forget the coconut shell.
Oh, you know what they should...
wine that night?
I think here's an idea for Big John. Add some grapes to the fig leaf to dangle there. Bonus!
Oh, my God. Hey, you know, that would be pretty interesting. Make sure everybody brings their cameras.
Yeah.
I'm going to really go on a major. I can just see me already. Guys.
Eat nothing for days, dude.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle. Did you, I'm setting you up on this question, did you meet any other relatives while you were there?
Oh, boy. Well, thanks, Paul, for the intro. Do you know that yesterday I go to meet one of my cousins that I never met, and I'm just thinking that he's going to take us to the house, and we're just going to have a little dinner. And then I get there, and all of a sudden there's like over 50 cousins that I've never met in my life. I met my great aunt, which is my grandfather's sister. I've never met any of them before. They all stood in a line, and I had to give double kisses. So it was like over 100 kisses I had to give yesterday on the cheek. But it's awesome. And I haven't even met, I guess they say, a little bit of my family. That's just a little bit of my family.
Yeah, 50 people.
It was crazy. The guy had like a restaurant in his house because that's how big his family is. I was like, holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that was just one person that had nine, that had my great aunt, she had nine kids, and those nine kids had 23 grandkids, and then she has another 18 great-grandkids. So that's how many people were there.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought my family was big. Jeez.
They should rename Horta to Costa.
Yeah. Well, I walk down the street and people come up to me and they give me kisses and they're like, I'm your cousin. But, you know, they're talking to me in Portuguese and half the time I'm just looking at them like, what the heck are you? I mean, I speak Portuguese really good and I can understand it. But some of these people, I guess, they're so excited to see me that they talk so fast and I don't understand what they're saying. And I ask my mom, like, Mom, what are they saying? And my mom goes, I don't even know what they're saying.
Oh, here's a question I didn't ask you. Have any of them ever seen...
this question. Let me, Paul, you were going to steal my question. That's what I wanted to ask.
Can you repeat the question? Because I keep hearing myself from like 2 minutes ago and I couldn't hear what you guys said.
Yeah, that's good. I interrupted Paul before he asked my question. So, Michelle, you there?
Has anybody recognized me here? Is that what you said?
Yes.
You know what?
Recognize you from Big Brother?
Yes, they have, actually. I had a few people in one of the islands recognize me and ask me for my picture, and they couldn't believe that it was me. And then I actually had somebody who sent me a Facebook that told me that they saw me at the airport and just were embarrassed to come up and say hi to me, but they really couldn't believe that it was me. And then when I had wrote on my Facebook that I was over here, they were like, get out, you know? So it's kind of crazy that... that people recognize me here, and they do have Big Brother Portugal. They actually are on their second year of Big Brother Portugal over here.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Paul, you there?
Oh, yeah, I just muted for a second because I'm doing some other things. I love how you and I have the same thoughts.
Yeah, the same dirty thoughts. That's what it is.
Well, hey, I do want to. We do have some calls that want to talk to you and everything, but I do have one thing to talk about, Big Brother wise, and
okay.
I want to know. I want you to, you know, voice your opinion, and actually, I want you to have an opportunity to speak about it before we talk, take calls.
Okay.
What do you want to say about Enzo's comments this week in the Big Brother house? And have you heard about them?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm Team Enzo now because Brendan left, and so I don't really, like, I never really got attached to anybody on the season, so it's really disappointing. But I said, all right, you know, I'm going to go with Team Enzo because he's on the East Coast, and you know what? And that same freaking day, the balding penguin decides he's going to call me ugly but a cool chick from from the East Coast. And then I guess Brittany's really scared of me. So when I see Brittany, I'm going to go, boo. But, yeah, I heard they were talking mad junk about me.
I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. But I heard that. Okay, so we're going to
I was the topic of conversation that whole night. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I wish I would have watched it. I would have been killing him.
But we'll
okay.
Hey Ron, no worries. We'll chat up with them in Portugal and we'll see if they're talking about me or if they're kissing my ass, which I feel like they're
going to
be mooching.
Wait, I'm going to Portugal.
No,
wait,
Vegas.
I'm going to Portugal.
Vegas.
This is in Portugal. I know.
Well, I'm sorry. I just
Patrick,
can't hear. Hard.
Yeah, I know. You're doing good though. We can hear
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Clear. Patrick, you there?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
No, we can't.
I wasn't sure because this is the first time I'm using Skype, so just making sure. Hey, Michelle, I know you already know this, but you're not ugly, so Enzo's an idiot. You're, like, one of the top 10 most beautiful Big Brother women ever, so let's get back there.
Oh, my goodness. Why, thank you.
And...
Kiss up.
No, I'm not. Like, if I had to rate the most beautiful woman, in my opinion, Michelle would be in the top 10. Anyways.
Why, thank you very much.
Listen, I just have to pipe in. Patrick doesn't kiss up. He tells it like he feels it.
Oh, yes, he does.
And, like Michelle, I am, like, so sad that Brendan's gone. And he left with, like, such, like, class. And I know that's, like, a good thing and everything. But I wanted him to, like, throw someone under the bus right before he left or something like that. So that made me a little sad. But now... I'm rooting
for
Brittany.
Yeah, I wanted the same too. You're rooting for Brittany now?
Yeah, like, I liked her from the beginning, but then I, like, hated her as soon as she went against Rachel. It's been, like, a love-hate relationship with me and her, but I think she's, like, the underdog, and I really don't want to see a brigade walk away with it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So are you still rooting for Enzo after the personal comments? Because you said you were, and then right after that...
Well, I'm still rooting for him. I mean, those Big Brother 12, all of them are a bunch of idiots, if you ask me. They don't have any idea about past house guests. I'm surprised they even knew my freaking name, okay, and what I look like. But it's one of those things, like I said, when I'm in Vegas and if any of them are there, I know they're going to kiss my ass, and you better believe it. I'm going to say to them, listen, while you were in the house, Enzo, they came out with this new hair serum that helps with the balding in the front. But no big deal on the comments that you said about me. No big deal. And no, I really actually just scare the crap out of her. She says I'm scarier than Rachel and Monet put together, and I said, oh, I think there's a little bit more scary people to compare to, but I'm not so scary, am I?
No.
Maybe in, like, a boxing match or something like that.
Yeah, in a boxing match, of course, but I'm not so scary. No, but I'll just lock myself in, like, a bathroom stall with her, and we'll see how everything goes. And I guess Hayden also told her that... she could never live with me. If there's anybody in Big Brother she could never live with, it's me.
And why is that?
That's funny.
I have no idea. I guess... No idea. I mean, I had to live with Jerry, okay, which is awesome, but, you know, Jerry wasn't, you know, very cleansy, I guess you can say. And, you know, Rennie, who did her sleepwalking and everything. And so it's just funny to think that they think I'm the scariest person. I, I'm actually like, keep talking about me, people. Keep talking. Bring it on. Bring on All Stars, baby.
Last night they were kind of bugging me. It seemed like every other second they were doing Rennie imitations. Reagan, all he knows how to do is do Rennie imitations. And he kind of bugged me a little bit. Yeah, I mean, he goes around and goes, and they always do this. It just seemed like they, you know, and I know you didn't read the interview. You haven't read the interview I did with Matt and Brendan yet.
Yep.
But
I haven't.
But Matt pretty much said thumbs down to Cast 11, and there's some people in there that really have attitudes this year. But you know what? Some past house guests, not you. I'm not talking about you. They're having a lot of bad attitudes towards this cast too. Even the ones that didn't do stuff. Like, I mean, Kristen didn't say nothing bad about you guys in the house, but there's one that is personally attacking Kristen all the time, and I can't believe this one house guest. I won't talk. If somebody else on the phone line wants to talk about it, I'll let.
And what are they? Well, if you don't want to talk about who it is, what are they saying to her?
Like you said, it's somebody else. I mean, they're just, you know, they're talking on Twitter, you know, and they're talking. And they're talking, you know, towards Kristen. And
okay, I got
and
that
I'm,
part.
I'm,
very
I'm,
good.
And Michelle, I just don't want
to. It's on Twitter. You don't have to say who it is. You can just say what they said. It's just Twitter. You gotta understand. I'm over here in Portugal, and I barely know what's going on right now. So you gotta keep me updated, Mr. Rad Ron.
I know. I've been trying to hold my tongue on this subject, but since we got into this. Kind of the subject about, you know, people and everything. I'm trying to come out with it where both sides of the party will still want to talk to me in Vegas because, you know, I'm actually upset with the past house guest more than the current house guest because do you agree with me? Kristen wasn't a bad person in the house or outside of the house, was she? I mean, I
no.
heard nothing
what,
negative.
What
no,
me...
I don't think so at all.
Paul, I was hoping you would speak your mind and be the one that talk about this, because I'm going to be emotional about the other person more. So if you want to talk, because you like both of these people, Paul, update Michelle on this subject.
Oh, maybe I've got the wrong person. I was thinking about,
listen, I think that some people might, the fact that she did that, is it to do with her boyfriend and doing that to her boyfriend? Is that what it is?
No,
or just say
no.
Something about somebody?
No,
it has
no.
to do with the unitard.
And another person that wore that unitard in the past season, not you.
There's four of us.
Or Jen.
So let me break it down. It's not
Michelle,
me.
Michelle, they're talking about Lydia.
Thank you. I knew it. Let's break it down. Let's go, Lydia.
Right. Here's my belief. My belief is that we talk about it a lot now, but once they get to Vegas and people actually get to meet and know the people, because a lot of them only watch the CBS episodes. They have no idea who Michelle Costa is outside of the house and what a wonderful person she is. And the same towards Lydia. I just believe that Kristen is a person that will get to know her.
Yeah, but my question is not about getting to know her, but why did that past house guest attack somebody like Kristen when there was other people in the house that was attacking? I mean, I understand her attacking like someone like Reagan who has bashed, you know, her and stuff, but Kristen is innocent. Kristen has not.
No,
never,
no.
She never.
I heard that Kristen badmouthed Lydia. I guess that's what somebody in the chat room is saying.
Let me tell you, I was a Kristen watcher in the early morning hours, and there was one night where they were bringing up a few people in the past season, and Lydia's name came up, and without a blinking an eye, Kristen said, "Oh, I hate Lydia."
Okay.
Yeah,
I
one comment.
Yeah, one out of a million.
Well, I guess I could cause somebody to say something. I mean, you can't blame her. I mean, like
right.
I said, I'm not upset about Enzo saying that, because I know that all these people, once they actually get to talk to me for a minute and meet me, they're going to actually probably be apologizing for what they said, you know?
But I agree with you.
It's one of those things, you know, it gets you frustrated. I mean, because you've never met these people. You've never talked to these people, actually talked to them. I mean, you don't live with them, and they're calling me ugly. They're telling me that, you know, that I'm the meanest person around, and they're scared of me. And, like, you know, I'm far from that, and I'm far from ugly as well, so.
Absolutely. And I do know that Lydia is desperately, not desperately is the wrong term to use, but would very much like to get in contact with Kristen, and she's frustrated that she hasn't been in contact yet. And that tweet the other night was in Lydia's way trying to reach out to her and say, hey, come on, contact me. We have something in common. We both wore the unitards.
And,
yeah,
I have to say this. It's just that should not be done personally out in the open via Twitter. It just should be like, you know, DM, email, some other form of, you know, because people see it as wrong. And
true.
I have to say, I love people individually in the game, but as a collective whole, as a cast, I have found them not so interesting. Like, every cast so far, I've been like, yeah, that's cool, yeah, you know, like, all right, look what they're doing, hey, you know, that's funny, or, whoa, that was a bad fight, you know, but this one is just like, oh, all right, yeah, I don't know if I will sit and remember these people for, I mean, Rachel did her job in being remembered, I mean, how could you forget her? but it's just like, I got sitting there today going, yeah, you five are doing nothing. Enzo's making, you know, foil spaceship, you know. At least he's trying to do something, but it's just, I heard them all saying, well, maybe I'll sit out by the pool, then maybe I'll take a nap, then maybe I'll, you know, pick my nose. You know, it's just like, wow, why am I paying?
Yeah, my lord.
Why am I paying for that?
Yeah, they're pretty boring. I agree with you on that.
But like,
I mean,
you said, what, weeks ago, you at least tried to do something entertaining.
I mean, we did the talk shows.
Yeah.
We were doing the fighting where we made the swords and out of the foil. And I was going around the house with my little, like, glass thing that I made, my little foil glass. And then I was just going around the house doing that.
Yeah.
But, we had fun. We tried as much as we could. But I'm sorry. I was just reading something in the chat about something about Lane found out Hayden knew his cousin or something like that. Sorry. But one of the things with this cast is that they're not interesting, there's not enough fighting, and all they do is talk bad about past house guests, which is
right.
Not entertaining. So you know what it is. It's one of those things. We'll see what that happens, like I said, when they get out of the house and see what backlashes they're going to get for all the things that they say. Because it's different when you get out of the house and everybody's sending you hate mail and basically telling you to your face what they think of you. So we'll see how they all take it. Each one separately will probably handle it differently. But, you know, it is what it is.
Michelle, I have
hey,
a comment
Michelle.
About backlash.
Yes.
Okay,
do you
so,
think
hey, Patrick,
posting
wait,
on...
Hey, Patrick, wait.
Okay.
Patrick, one second. And I'll bring to you, because I have to address this again. Guys, tonight, if we're free, can we go talk to Doc and friends, because they've been coming to my show, and I think we should go visit their show and I spam their show with their nice links too, because they've been coming in here and they can leave before I even have a chance to boot them. So Patrick, I just had to bring up my sidekick friends that keep on coming in here.
Yeah, I got a private message from them.
Yeah, me too, actually. Now that you just mentioned that, it just popped up 2 seconds ago.
Well, guys, I would like for all of us to go in there and bombard them with stuff, because I'm tired of them coming in here, and I can't boot them. I can't ban them because they leave too fast. So just to let you guys know. If you see them again, message me, because I want to talk to them personally. So, Patrick, the floor is set to you again.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I think Michelle has a very good chance of making All-Stars, and I think Rachel has almost 100% chance of making All-Stars. So speaking of backlash, Michelle, do you think posting something on your Twitter saying that Rachel is a psychopath and knowing that Rachel is strong at challenges and targets beautiful, strong women, do you think that will come back and haunt you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Tell me. So do I think that's going to backlash me? Absolutely not. And if I saw them and, you know, and I met them, I wouldn't kiss their ass or pretend like I never said that. I'd probably be the first one to tell them. So I would think it actually would be very exciting because then there would be a lot of excitement in All-Stars, wouldn't there be? Huh? We don't want another boring season, would they, with us? We want another Big Brother 10, I guess you could say. So.
And how are you going to approach Rachel when you see her for the first time? Are you going to approach her as like, oh, wow, I did not like her, or just like with an open mind, or like what?
Well, it's not that I didn't like her. I actually thought maybe if she had played without Brendan, because like I said, I liked Brendan from the beginning, but when Rachel left, oh, my God, Brendan was the main person that I wanted to win because I thought he played such a great game and he did so well. So I think that it's, you know, I don't hate her. I just think that she's a little, you know, a little weird, if you know what I mean. Not weird, but, you know, like, a lot of the things, you know, she just, some of the things, like making Kathy apologize to her for doing the same thing she did, just some things like that. But, no, I mean, I'll have no problem with her at all. The person I think I'm going to have more problem with is Matt, because I'm sure he's going to know that I do not like him at all. So.
Yeah, I'll make sure he knows.
You know, going with All-Stars, the All-Star comment, I think a lot of people I've heard say, well, why do we want to see All-Stars? It's just the same people we've seen all over again. I said, yeah, but wait a minute. Big Brother CBS is going to pick the people, you know, I don't want to say the most popular. I think the most popular with the viewing audience, the people who probably didn't get a chance to get so far, maybe some jury people, maybe some people booted out, you know, too early to make a good cast. And I said, and that might be a good set of people. It's not like saying, let's just do BB5 all over again. You know what I mean? It's not that. It's just mixing a group of people. And honestly, I would rather not see Rachel in BB All-Stars. Brendan, sure. I have enough of the laugh. I can't.
But that's probably one of the reasons why they put her on is because they're
going to
put people that
next.
Hate and they're going to put people that they like, you know, and
yeah,
right. People that got.
Honestly, my opinion of All-Stars, and I've been stating this opinion ever since this subject has came out, I want one more year, but if, you know, in my opinion, All-Stars, the first All-Star, with Janelle and Holly and those guys, that was one of the best, you know. I loved watching how these guys didn't have to, they went right into gameplay. They didn't have to go through the whole, oh, I know, you know, meet you guys, because you guys knew each other. They knew each other going into that house, you know what I mean? And I liked that. It was like a fast forward. We didn't have to grow with these people. And I loved All-Stars. All-Stars is and always will be one of my favorites. I do
you
want
know,
to wait one
do you,
more year
do you guys
for
think do you guys think that All-Stars will be the next year? I mean, I think so because I hear Julie Chen is getting her own show, and I think that they say that Julie Chen is getting her own show in like a year and a half or 2 years or something like that, and that she won't be doing Big Brother anymore. Whether they stop doing it because Julie Chen's going to be having a different show, or they're going to get a different host, I don't know. But from what I remember, Allison did say last year. I mean, in the beginning of the season that, you know, that it was going to possibly be All-Stars next season. So, I don't know.
I still think one more year, and I don't think they will, kill the show.
If I was them, just personally, if I was CBS and I had them, for sure, do All-Stars this year, coming up, especially after this season. And I think it disappointed a lot of people. And I think for sure that they need to get back some of those viewers that they may have lost. I personally think so. I'm not sure.
I would like to know who Butters McCr- Prairie is, and who, what are you asking for Dr. Laura for?
Yeah, I mean,
Dr. Laura as a host?
Yeah, she has her own show. I'm just finding that funny in the chat room.
Dr. Laura. Who's Dr. Laura?
I don't know.
I have a quick question. Michelle, when CBS,
yes.
when CBS is doing, like, the intros at the very beginning of the season, and even their interviews, they make people seem like they're super fans, like Lonnie and Laura. Those are the two that stand out to me, but I know there's been many more. They make them sound like they're super fans, but yet they've never watched the feed, and they never, like, go online and, like, participate in any of the message boards and stuff. So my question to you was, do you think Big Brother would ever cast a real super fan that does have the feeds, that does message boards, that does these type of shows and all that?
I'm sorry. I was listening. Like I said, it's everything that is being said is like coming at me 2 seconds later. You know, I don't know what they would do on that. You know, there's been a couple Uber fans. I mean, I was a huge Big Brother fan. I didn't watch the live feeds, but I was a huge Big Brother fan. But I guess, you know, that they might pick somebody like that. But I think that, you know, there's people like Jordan, I think, and I'm not sure if Jeff, but Jordan didn't even know what a POV was, what HOH. She never even heard of Big Brother. So, you know, I guess maybe having somebody in there like that, they don't really know how the game goes, but to have somebody in there that knows everything about the game, you know, they probably for sure would have something like that, absolutely. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, good.
Sorry,
it's really
just
difficult for me to hear.
Someone was just saying, I think it was the person who's HOH2, said, this probably isn't shared by many people, but they don't get why Julie Chen is so popular. She has such a minor role in the show. She could be replaced by anyone, maybe a former house guest. Well, you know, yeah, but people don't understand. Julie Chen is on the early show on CBS. You know, she's a
and she's
an anchor.
Julie Chen's not going nowhere. Her husband owns CBS,
and
Big Brother's not going nowhere. And
right.
the rumors every year is Big Brother's going to be canceled. Big Brother has one more year. I'm sorry, CBS has nothing better to put into the time slot of the summer, and they will never replace it because it's one. The ratings are off the roof, and this year, even though people don't like this cast, this show has been good. The show has been good. The feed's been off and on, but even this year, they're starting. They did. There was feed time that was interesting, but it wasn't as interesting as season 10. It wasn't as interesting. So that's just my opinion. And do it.
But yeah, but like I agree with you though on that, Ron, because people, no matter what, like even if it was the they were even worse than what they are, you think I'm gonna not watch it? I'm like I said, a big fan. Of course I'm gonna watch it. And
right.
Just like everybody on the phones right now are gonna watch it because it's one of those things. As much as you just dislike or disappointed, you still want to see what's gonna happen next. So. But there are probably a couple of people that dropped off. You know, a lot of people have actually decided to not have their feeds. They've actually got the feeds and canceled it because they just said the feeds haven't been really anything, you know? So.
You know why, Michelle? And I'll tell you why. And I've seen this pattern every – it seems like it happens ever since season two. What happens is there's such a big group. Okay, let me give you an example. I'm going to start with – it was just the reason once because lots of people just started watching Big Brother after – like Janelle and those guys. So, okay, we had season six. Season six was the greatest season of all time. And then you come back with All-Stars. All-Stars was an all-star cast. It was not, you know, bad. It was a good cast, okay? Season eight brings back Evil Dick. Evil Dick, kind of, lots of people fell in love with Evil Dick. Season nine, people didn't like it because they were so depressed of not having Evil Dick in the chat room. Or Evil Dick and Danny and Nick, because the fans were so ecstatic over it. Come back with season 10. People love season 10 because you guys were just a unique group of people. You guys brought drama. You guys brought a lot of stuff. Season 11, Jeff and Jordan swept the country. That's why this season people are so down because They wanted that Jeff and Jordan, and they don't have the Jeff and Jordan. Next year, they're going to come back with a new cast, or we'll bring back All-Stars, and it will be back to normal. I mean,
yeah.
Some fans just need another year off because they got so high reputation because of Jeff and Jordan that nothing would have done it. And just for the record, I wonder if Jordan sent the squirrels to the Big Brother house last night. Because those guys were really excited about the squirrels coming and visiting. Did you ever
they
see
were,
squirrels in the Big Brother house?
They were.
No,
they were
wasn't
looking,
squirrels.
They were looking for their buddy Jordan, and she wasn't there.
Oh, well, you know what? I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people disliked Rachel and Brendan, because it wasn't the showmance that they particularly wanted.
Right.
You know, obviously it was Rachel and Brendan. They like each other and whatever. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
and we didn't
they were definitely looking for something along the same lines of Jeff and Jordan, and it wasn't what they liked. So I know Patrick's still on the phone, and he loved it. But you know what I mean? That's why I think people took so much dislike to the whole thing.
So that's not speaking much of Patrick. I'm just joking, Patrick. I love you, buddy.
What was that, Ron? I missed it.
I said Patrick is a fan of Shima and Natalie, so that's not saying much. I'm joking. I like Shima. Shima, I love you, girl. But it was more Natalie.
Congratulations.
And Patrick's being quiet over there.
I was taught that if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it.
I love you, Paul, Patrick.
I'm just joking. You know I was, right?
Yeah.
I just said it. But no, I really think if Hayden and Kristen would have went longer than those 4 weeks and then she was kicked, I think we would see a different reaction to the season too. What do you guys think about that up here? Michelle, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know, because they were still denying it while she was walking out the door. So, I mean, still people in the house don't think that they had any kind of showmance going on or anything. So, I mean, it might have been different for the feeds. I don't know if it would have been different in the house. You know what I mean? But it probably would have been different because a lot of people really liked Hayden and Kristen's little showmance. But, I mean, we also ended up getting Brokeback Mountain bromance with Matt and Reagan. And see how they split up so quickly? I mean, that was actually a highlight for me.
You mean their showmance? That's what Matt said in an interview.
Oh, well, I call it a bromance, but yeah, they're showmance, I guess. They're Brokeback Mountain showmance. I know. I'm gonna have to check out the interview questions with Matt and Brendan, because they'd definitely be two people I want to see what kind of answers they have to the questions. So.
Yeah, I meant to ask Christina. Or as you call her, My Tina.
My Tina.
Yeah, I was going to ask her to look him up and read him, but I didn't know how it would work, and I forgot to ask her.
I can look it up now if you'd like.
Hey, you guys, I'm over here at the Internet Cafe in Portugal, and the Portuguese version of Hayden just walked in. It's out of control. I mean, he looks just like Hayden, but the Portugale version.
Wow, the long hair and all, huh?
Everything, the way it's styled, everything. I just saw Hayden walk in. I was going to say, oh, my God, Hayden, come on the show.
Michelle, can you get on Ron's website from Portugal or not?
I honestly haven't tried because when I get to the Internet Cafe, I kind of just do my Yahoo. I do, you know, my tweets and my Facebook, and usually I'm out the door. So I haven't actually taken any time to sit down and go through the computer. But I just found out that one of my friends that I met here, they have Wi-Fi. So I'm going to be able to go to their house and I can be able to, like, just hang out and do everything I need to do. So I'm going to try to check it out because I definitely want to see those interviews.
Do you want me to read?
Yeah.
Does Ron want me to read some of them? I have it up now.
Yeah, go ahead. Throw a couple good questions. Good
I mean,
ones,
there's a couple
ahead.
Big – I mean, Matt's is, the you know, pretty long.
Yeah, read the good ones. Just the good ones.
I will read the good ones. I think the good one is about his wife. Why did you go for the sick wife angle? Do you think people will be mad when they find out that was a lie? My question. Sympathy is a hard thing to fake and an easy thing to earn. A sick wife who needs money for a life-altering surgery is a non-brainer. I think people will be upset, but the question is, for how long will they be forgiving? I thought that was an interesting...
very interesting.
Yeah, and then another question was, what do you think your biggest game move was in the house, and what was your biggest mistake? He says, biggest game move, nominating myself week two as a replacement nominee voluntarily. Biggest mistake, throwing the last HOH competition. Yeah,
I think that was stupid.
And then here's,
it make any sense.
Yeah, and then there's a big point. It says, do you feel now, looking back, that Kathy was the wrong person to replace yourself on the block with the diamond veto? He said, looking back, Kathy was the wrong person. In the moment, I think it was the right decision.
Yeah, he should have made a big move, especially with the diamond power veto. That deserves a big move, you know, and he should have.
Kathy wasn't a big move.
Yeah, but Kathy was in a big move, and he obviously got ousted by his own brigade, so maybe it would have been smart for him to do that because he has the brains. But obviously, like I said, diabolical dummy. And I'm just using his own words, just rearranging it. Just rearanging it, that's all. So,
don't get mad at you. Brought up the diabolical part. There was a question about that, and I believe that was Paul's question. You were proud to label yourself as a diabolical super genius in the BB game. What part or parts of your master plan do you feel went wrong and didn't untimely work? He put, my plans were working flawlessly until I stupidly abandoned my strategy to not throw a competition. Had I won the last HOH, I probably would have made it to the final two.
Well, just because he threw the competition doesn't mean he was going to win it.
Exactly.
So. You know.
Exactly. And then I don't know if you want an amusing question. Did you always wonder about the hand down the pants?
Oh, yes. I will. Please.
Yeah,
what are you, I told you he was looking for another diamond veto down there, but whatever.
Yeah, he said, I've been doing that since my high school days. I just like chilling out and being comfortable. I would one day like to create a pant where the pockets are not on the side but in the front. Then it would be more socially acceptable. That is a comfortable area for your hand to be.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And,
well, I'm glad somebody asked.
That was my question, just to let you know.
Yeah.
That was a good question, Ron. Good job.
And then we have Brendan. I mean, in looking at the questions, it was just really hard to ask that man some questions.
Talk about how the housekeeping. That would be a good one.
How the house what?
I forgot about the bowling ball. The housekeeping one, you know.
Oh, yes. Let me scroll down to that. Okay, here we go. You seem to clean up around the house. What do you think of the sloppiness of your housemates? And he put, I think that the significant others of my housemates must have had a hard time. They are all inconsiderate and don't clean up after themselves. It is amazing to me that we are all adults, but that the majority cannot pick up after themselves.
All righty, then.
And then adjacent to that, it says, in addition to that question, that was kind of I did a multiple-faceted question. In addition to that question, do you think that now you and Kathy are gone, that the house will turn into a total pigsty? You two seem to be the only ones that cleaned. He said, absolutely. I assume that as soon as I left, that the fraternity house joke about the Big Brother house will be completely descriptive of the environment that those people will be living in.
I just don't understand how you won't clean up after yourself. You have to live in it. Like, why wouldn't you clean up after yourself?
And
I don't know.
He talked about Rachel and how, in the interview, he also talked about that he felt like the showmance was okay.
Right.
And that it's a good read.
Let me quote it for you, Ron. That one statement about the showmance. Do you think it started too fast? I think my showmance started too late in life. I wish I had met Rachel earlier, so no. Hope no one aids, because I didn't want you to barf.
Whatever. Okay.
I wonder if they're, like, doing it in the jury house. Like, I'm sure they are.
Oh, I asked. Yeah, I was really upset about this answer just because I wanted a little more juiciness out of it. But, you know, the last question I asked him was, what is he going to do? How did I word the question? I can't remember how I worded it.
Let me see. Oh, what do you plan to say to Rachel when you see her in the jury house the first time? And he said, guess
you
who's
know, I
here.
I was thinking he would say something like, how I missed you and I love you. But he just basically said.
Hopefully, I didn't watch Sunday's episode, but they didn't show anything about the jury house, did they?
No.
No.
So we haven't seen
yet.
Anything about the jury house yet, have we?
No,
not yet.
Thursday will probably be jury house.
And there's four of them in there, so they need to show us something.
Yeah, because they showed when April was there by herself. Well, actually, they showed Rachel there by herself, but they showed when Libra came, and they showed when I showed up after. So it's from the jury house yet, which is kind of weird. Something.
Michelle,
yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have to break real quick. Cherry, can you hear us now? I'm confused. Is she able to hear us?
Yes.
And Ben, if not.
Yes,
okay.
She can. And Ben, she thanked Ben for helping her out. I'm sorry I wasn't the one, but Ben, you came through.
No, Ben knows how to do that. I know. So he wasn't here last week. Or he was, and it was okay. So okay, Patrick. Sorry.
Okay, so Michelle, since you know all the behind the scenes details of April and Ollie's relationship outside of the house, do you think Rachel and Brendan have a good chance at making it outside of the house?
You know, I don't know, because you guys obviously know that April and Ollie did break up. They were together for a little bit, but he had to move where she lived. And I think when you take somebody out of their environment, put them in a new environment where you have no friends, you don't know anybody, and there's that other person who knows everybody, I know that Rachel, from what I remember, does not want to leave Vegas, and Brendan does not want to go to Vegas. So like you said to Julie Chen, he's going to work on making a move to L.A. So I kind of think that, you know, if you have to push somebody into moving, that I think that might already start the relationship to be unsettling. You know, there might be a little bit of a little tiff in their relationship because one totally moved and left their life. So, well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. And the only time will tell, right?
Yeah, I hope it works out for them, just so that all the people who are like, oh, this is disgusting, oh, this isn't real, just so that all those people can be like, oh, well, I'm happy for them.
Well, you wouldn't be happy for them, but you'd be happy for yourself to say to us, I told you so?
Well, no, I would genuinely be happy for them because they're happy together, but that would also be just like the cherry on top of the cake.
Well, I will be the first to say this now. I'm not in the Rachel Brendan camp, but if it does work out, anybody that does find happiness, I'm happy for them.
Right.
I think actually they really do like each other, and you know it's probably going to be probably one of the best Big Brother relationships maybe in the history of Big Brother. You know, but I think so many people like dislike them. So when they come out, there might be also the aftermath of that and see how their reaction are to that and their families. I mean,
very
well, wondering what their families are going to say.
Happy.
So, but they seem to be very happy. They seem to be in love, and I hope the best for them.
I just don't see it working, and that's just my opinion. And not because I don't want them to work, because, Patrick, you know, I hear what you're saying. But I just don't – it's the whole he's gonna push her and – and that's one of the questions I did ask him, and it was an interesting answer, is did the fights in the house help their relationship a little bit? You know, do you have your page open still?
I don't. I'm sorry. I thought we were done.
Yeah, but anyways, you guys can go read it at theradrealityshow.com, where you can also find many other things there and everything. So I do want to plug something, Michelle, real quick.
Yes.
Before the show's over with and before we have a chance. And You know, Paul, I think I'm going to ask you to do it. Because you know how, what we talked about. And I'm talking about the shirt, not the other
shirt. Gotcha. I was going to ask you to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay, as you all know, there is an autographed shirt by Jeff and Jordan that was, there was actually two of them. The first one went up on raffle on for the fans here on Blog Talk on the Rad Reality Show. Then the second one went on eBay at a fixed price. After nobody bought it at the fixed price, it is now up for best offer. There are, what, maybe a day left on this run? Is that correct?
It's a day now, yeah. It's
right, there's one day left on it. Please, people, you want to bid on it, you know, with whatever amount you think. Don't hesitate, because you might be surprised at your bid being accepted.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be smart for $1.
I mean, don't be retarded, like, or, and I'm sorry I use that word, but don't be a stupid person like Beck and be rude. I mean, you gotta know it's the shirt's worth more than $1. I mean, so don't be like Beck. And I know you're joking, but I'm being serious about that. I mean, I'm gonna blow off all
joking aside.
And I think, all joking aside, just remember the money is going to be used for you guys in a sense of, like, it's going to help me with Vegas. And you guys do not know what I'm planning on that there. When I do get there, there's going to be stuff that's going to happen. There will be raffles happening this month, too. And, you know, and stuff, and for the ones that can't go there, but, I mean, the shirt is, you know, it's if you haven't had a chance to get a Jeff and Jordan, and you are a fan of them, you know, the shirt's going to go before the 12th, and it's going to go to the person that gives me the best offer, or it's going to go on a raffle, and that's what I'm saying, and,
If there's people that want to buy it and you end up leaving it, your chance to get it in a raffle, your chances of getting it are a lot slimmer in a raffle situation. I probably don't need to say that, but, you know, that's the truth.
And the shirt is rare, too, because now the shirt is out of print, too. I mean, I believe Real Player or Super Pass shirts are different, but I just had to plug that. Sorry, Michelle, to do it during the show, but I know you respect that and understand. You there, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm just. I don't know when you guys are talking to me or not. Like I said, I am. I keep hearing what like is being said. So yeah,
there's
of course,
delay.
Everybody go. Go in on eBay and try to go win you yourself a Jeff and Jordan shirt. Let's go.
I mean, and there's some other stuff there too. Make offers. I mean, what I'm trying to get at is just, I'm taking almost anything I put on there. If I have a buy now, I'm taking almost any offers that are, you know, within a reason. So Michelle, you got one more week of this, right?
Yes, one more week. I'm not going to be back till next a week from Wednesday, so I'll be back September 8th. So I'll be able to do this again next Monday. So I'm just glad that I was able to make it. So, and I just want to say hi to everybody in the chat room.
I love how we did this tonight. It was a fun show because, and maybe next week we'll have a guest. I didn't put a guest on because I knew we were going to have that opening intro of. Technical difficulties type stuff.
People want to know, Ron, if you accept hugs as bids.
No, never mind.
Hugs won't get him to Vegas,
time.
People.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I'll take a bus ticket or something cool, you know, like that to Vegas. I mean, because then I don't have to leave the business. And I'm so
buy Ron the bus ticket to Vegas, and you too can have a Jeff and Jordan shirt.
and if that's not and if that's not the case, Ron is going to be crawling to Vegas. So.
What? Or a rental car to
I said if there's
it.
No bus, you're going to crawl to Vegas, right?
No, I have my car, but I might check into a rental car to go to Cowboy. Because my car, I don't know if it will make it there. And I wonder how much that will cost me to rent a car. It might be cheaper, you know, to rent a car and everything. Because that's one reason I haven't talked to Cowboy about this. So anybody that's listening to this, I hadn't had a chance to talk to him about it, but my car needs to. When I'm gone to Vegas, I'm hoping to get my brother to look at my car. Anyways, we don't want.
Hey,
to
Hey, Ron, can I interrupt? People are asking about next Monday being the Labor Day holiday.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
I'm
didn't
gonna
even
say
think about
we will go ahead and because. Michelle can't do it no earlier or later than this, and because Labor Day is just a is usually a day off holiday.
Well, isn't it like the last day of summer and everybody likes to party?
Yes, it's usually a day of barbecues and going to family's houses and their last getaway before school starts. Some schools have started, some start after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Can you? Can you do a
We can Skype or tweet Michelle and see if we need to change something, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe
while you're thinking about it,
things.
Ron, I'd like to ask Michelle if are you planning to head over to the volcano while you're there or not?
Actually, yeah, I'm hoping to get there. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep hearing things talking. But, no, I'm going to plan on trying to go to the volcano. I'm planning on going maybe hopefully Saturday or Sunday.
And how are you getting around while you're there? People might be interested.
I actually take a lot of taxis. And also I have, you know, friends that pick me up. But it's basically taxis. And everything's so cool here. Everything's all, like, the streets are all, like, marble and brick. And it's just so cool. Like, everywhere you look is, like, a postcard. It's amazing. I just can't wait to show you guys all the pictures. I think you guys know.
Are there, like, some really old buildings, like 100-year-old buildings or even older?
Oh, my God, yeah. The buildings, there's a lot of really old buildings. There's palaces, old fortresses from the wars before, because they would actually put the fortresses next to the water to block people from coming in, and they've actually changed them into hotels. So it's really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
I
want to
say awesome possum. It's just my new thing.
Well, just let you guys know. That should be interesting, shouldn't it?
All right, you said, just so you guys know, and it cut out. Try it again.
Just let everybody know that I'm going to be doing karaoke over here in Portugal on Wednesday. So I think it'll be pretty interesting to see the outcome of that. So I'm going to try to video it.
Are you going
to
sing in Portuguese?
Mama, you're going to have to teach how to use the
do a lot of American songs. So I'm going to be singing American song.
Woohoo!
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? We've heard you karaoke before, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't think they're ready for me over here in the Fayal, but we'll see if they're down with the if they're down for the boom, 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 and a zoom, zoom.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's going to be one of those things. I was trying to actually connect, but, oh, my cat, I hate her.
Poor cat. Well, Michelle, I am going to say goodbye to you from America to Portugal because I'm going to have to cook dinner for my family.
Oh, okay. Well, bye, my Tina.
Bye, Michelle. Hugs. I hope you continue to have a good day, and we'll talk to you next week or on Skype.
Definitely.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye, Paul. Bye, Zach.
Bye. And we're actually all going to be saying goodbye. And my cat, if you guys hear her in the background, she decided to go and went somewhere. Are you guys there?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just over here. There's like 10 different conversations going on. Like, I'm like, oh my God, what is going on right now?
Yeah, and in case anybody was wondering, it's approaching 12:30 in the morning where Michelle is right now.
And I've been drinking wine all day.
And Michelle, then why don't you all say Michelle, say goodnight to everyone. And
all right. Well, I'm just so glad that I was able to make it on the show tonight. And me and Paul figured it out. So, but I just want to say, tell log, which means see you guys later, and I will talk to you guys soon, okay? Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody in the chat room. Kisses. Mwah. Ciao.
Bye.
That's our Portugal princess.
Hey, Ron.
Costa. What?
I have a quick question. Like, you might have talked about it at the very beginning because I wasn't listening, but do we know who Lane is putting up as a replacement?
Yeah.
And if Brittany goes, is it going to be Reagan who goes home like 100%, or is it still up in the air?
I think it's 100%, but that's just my opinion.
Well, just to bring up, actually the nomination, or the veto nomination ceremony has already happened, and Hayden has been picked up already.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess, that it was going to be Hayden. He is still kind of protecting Brittany, doesn't want to get her angry, and I think Hayden probably was okay with it.
Oh, Hayden wasn't mad?
No, honestly, this is just my opinion, and I know this is just my opinion, but I honestly think we're going to see that we will just have Inzo go next. I think Hayden is. Hey Alan, I'm bringing you up real quick.
I'm sorry.
Alan, you there?
Yeah. Wait, what's
I was
up?
Bringing you up. We only had a few minutes left, that's why.
Right. I didn't call in earlier because I'm out on patrol right now.
Wait, can we find that out on Twitter?
Yes.
Twitter and Facebook.
I don't think I tweeted about that earlier.
But anyways, you just missed Michelle, that's why.
Go ahead.
Here, I'm on.
Transferred phone.
Anyways, we're all saying goodnight, and and as for Hayden, what I was gonna say about Hayden and Lane, I think they're gonna kick Enzo out before they kick Brittany out. Just my IMO. You know what I mean? You guys agree?
Hey Ron.
Yes.
I got one for you. You always like to give it to me. I'll give one to you this time. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
A real one.
But,
someone just had a heart attack thinking they got a ticket.
Well, the guy in front of me that just pulled over thought he was getting stopped. Oh, sorry about that, buddy.
That is funny, guys. I'm laughing because Alan's coming late to the show, but he's making me crack up laughing about the stuff that he's doing.
Well, I'm sorry I missed her. I'll have to go back and archive the show. Is she having a good time in Portugal?
No, she said she wishes you were over there to keep her company.
Well, I understand why. You know what? It's not easy being this sexy. I mean, just...
Cross you bear.
No. Paul can answer this question. Yes, she's doing great, and we will probably we'll have her next week. We don't know when because we're trying to figure out that, and we were having issues.
Well, I tell you what, if I can swing it, I'm gonna try to come out again tomorrow, and if we keep it on the down low, I'll try to stop somebody and be on my earpiece and let y'all listen to me stop somebody.
Well, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be awesome.
I mean, some people might want to hear it, some people won't care, because tomorrow's a Big Brother day. But if I can swing it and everybody agrees to want to listen to it, then I'll see if I can't stop find somebody doing something wrong.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I actually need to work on a guest for tomorrow still. But we got 15 seconds, and I want to just say goodbye to everyone. And it was cool hearing Paul from the end. I mean, Alan and Lynn on the show, because it's kind of made me crack. So, I don't know what to say no more.
Good night.
Night, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Bye.